Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hello, everybody. Unfortunately, due to some network difficulties, this hour of Auto World is replay.
Okay, I'll give you some directions. You take the Antifreeze I-5 highway over to the Hubcap Circle byway, then you turn right on the stinky exit. Keep heading south on the rear end road until you come to the hood in the middle of the road. Then turn right until you see the leaking radiator and then head north. Look for the driver's door that will be open and drive right in. Stop when you hit the grease barrel. And you've now found us right here. The silver microphone in the Greasy Garage Studio. Welcome, everyone. Some people, you know, I just want to make sure you got here okay. And you are. Thank you. Watch out for the hood in the middle of the road. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You are listening to Auto World. Right there next to the greasy gun barrel. The greasy barrel is full of grease, white grease, lithium grease. We don't even use grease anymore in cars, do we? No. Boy, back in the day, you had to. The old cars had these little grease barrels that... The little cup that had grease in it, and that's how that fed the grease down into the area that it was screwed into. I mean, I'm talking, you know, early 1900s, and then it went to grease Zerks. I fought my time with those grease Zerks to the point of no return, and if you didn't get them greased, you know, if the grease Zerk did not take the grease, what did you find? What did you have? The customer, the client, the friend, the relative, whoever it might be that owned that car, hey, how come it's squeaking? So, right here with Auto World today, if you got a squeak, you got a smell, some of you probably got a fuel smell, don't you? And you're trying to figure out where that fuel smell's coming from. You've had a couple, two, three shops look at it, nobody can find it. Or they have found it, and then they said, oh yeah, that's the fuel pressure regulator. And then they give you a price, and you're like, what? And what's your last sentence that you tell them? Well, I guess it's got to get done, go ahead and do it. Today on Auto World, and each and every week on Auto World, I try to save you money. I try to help you with your automobiles, your cars, your trucks, we are here for fun, too. Yeah, so it's not that when I climb into the Greasy Garage studio, which I am in live from Boise, Idaho, each and every week, heard coast to coast, nationwide, I'm very proud and very honored for you to give me this silver microphone and give me the opportunity to sit behind the silver microphone in the Greasy Garage studio in the Auto World Plaza each week. Very honored. Thank you. I salute you, each and every one of you. Our great AW Auto World affiliates, AW Auto World. Oh, yeah, today's world, you know, it's tick, 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 tock, tock, tick. It's like we're going back in time with Morse code when it comes to texting, huh? We're all getting used to it, of course. Our grandkids, our kids are all doing the Facebook and Twitter and, you know, all the social media platforms, of course, but so we are too here at Auto World. So with that, again, thank you for following me on Facebook, and if you're not following me, it's Mark Evans is my name, and you can follow me, please do. Facebook me, and that is my name, Mark Evans, and we also have the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Instagram account, yes, over on Instagram. We've put up some photos there today, and we're going to have some fun with that. Some of you might be scratching your head going, oh, that's not true. You've already looked at the picture we've put over there on Facebook, our Facebook side, Mark Evans and Auto World Radio, and then Instagram. Our address at Instagram is Auto World Media, just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. LinkedIn, I'm on LinkedIn too, and Twitter, you'll find me there. But the whole key here is that you're going to find me right here each and every week behind the silver microphone for 3 hours. And 3 hours, each and every hour is different. Different information, different emails that we're going to go into, which I do have, yes, right to the left of me. Eddie, the engine emailer, is back in the studio today. Hey, Eddie, you're looking good? Looking like an engine. We call him Eddie, the engine emailer, because he takes care of all your emails here at the Auto World Plaza at Auto World. So we're going to go into the email bag here today. Each and every hour is different with emails. I have not, these have not been exposed to me, so they're all new to me. And like I've always said, try to stump the chump, please do. And so I don't know what I'm going to pull out of the email bag, but when I do, we're going to have fun with that. Today here also on Auto World, the first hour, give you a little tease and taste, of course. I have for you, it is now happening, folks, the very first driverless ride system and service. Yes, General Motors received a permit for their Chevy Cruze to be driverless. So stay tuned for that. We're also going to be, for each and every hour, I'm going to give you, let's see if I do the math, yeah, about 8 of them per hour. I'm going to head on over there and take a look at that photo we put up. And a little bit of the words there. It shows you the picture of the best fuel economy automobile. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not. Who did it? 260 miles per gallon. MPGs at the max. 260 miles per gallon. If you want to see the photo of the car, Facebook, Mark Evans. Auto World Radio, Facebook also. What I'm going to give you each and every hour, I'm going to give you 8. We're going, you know, from the bottom and go all the way to the top. Give you 25. If you want to know the very number one, number two slot, that's going to be on the third hour here at Auto World. 25 of the all-time best gas automobiles, cars, that's ever been on our planet. So, at 260 miles per gallon, is it the truth and the facts that the more weight you put in your car, your camping gear, maybe your friends, your relatives, your kids, do you get less fuel economy with more weight that you have to haul with you? Or do you get, does it really matter? Does the vehicle really know that you're putting in, you know, in the wintertime, 14 bags of sand to get traction? You're putting it in the trunk, and do you know you have a front-wheel drive car? You need the traction up front. So you folks with a Tesla, you got to put it in the, well, Tesla's all-wheel drive, electric motors on each wheel. So, but one of my point is if you're putting more weight in the car, are you going to get less gas mileage? So if this, yes, this car, and you'll see that photo. I'm not going to hide anything. It's right there on the Facebook page. The world's most fuel-efficient car, 260 miles per gallon. If you're only going to put 2 gallons in there, let's see, 260 times 2 is how much? 4, 5, is that 520? Am I doing the math right? Engine Eddie, he decided he doesn't have a calculator. I know you don't have a calculator. Or you guys email back. Anyway, so you only want 2 gallons of fuel in there, don't you? Because you're only going to go 500 miles. Or do you go 500 miles before you have to go fill up? And, you know, at that point, too, on the EV side, I mean, how many miles do you go before you find a charging stick? They're everywhere, and you don't. A lot of you might not know this, but you can charge your EV car a lot of places. In fact, a friend dropped by the other day with his car that he bought, used Tesla S, and climbed the wife in there and let her drive it and all that. Thank you, appreciate that to our friend. But one point I wanted to make and show the wife was that, hey, what button do I touch to show her how many charging areas there are on your iPad screen here? So he showed me, he touched the button, and my God, what did we count? Maybe over a dozen of them? There's quite a few. A lot of them. Second hour of Auto World. Oh, yeah, I've got a new, well, there's a new home for an old friend. So stay tuned for that on the second hour. Also, someone outsold Toyota. What? Yeah, somebody did. Also, the second hour, stick shift. Huh? Yeah. How many of you got a stick shift? How many did have, used to have, wanted to have, never got it back in the day, a stick shift? Or, of course, you had a stick shift. That means you have a clutch. Got clutch? Well, you do have a clutch if you got an automatic transmission, by the way. There's a new patent out. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Who issued this? Who got this new patent? Why did they want a new patent? What does it have to do with a stick shift? Who wants a shift? Who wants to sit in traffic with their foot on the clutch? You know, that's the pedal to the left. And as I stated, I don't know, it's been a couple months ago here on Auto World that the valet parking now has a sign, no stick shift cars. Why? Because the kids don't know how to drive them. We're going to take a short break. We didn't get to what you're going to see and hear about the third hour. We'll talk about that in here in a little bit. We're going to come back, and we're going to find out what happened on this day in automotive history. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Tea Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
She came from planet Fire.
is the only time during the week. Oh, yeah. This is the only time during the week, folks, that you can sit back, relax. I'll do the driving. I'll burn the fuel. I'll pay for the fuel. Isn't that a good feeling? I'm paying for the fuel for you to go along with us here on Auto World today for 3 hours. And with that said, for you folks that are listening on our great Auto World affiliates, our family there, Auto World affiliate families, our radio stations, and you do not get the second or third hour. You're listening right now in the first hour. You can always please do holler at your radio station. Email them, call them, tell them you'd like to hear more of Auto World. And with that, thank you. Appreciate you for doing that. And to get you over there to the second, third hour, because you're going to miss, actually on the third hour, you're going to miss at the end of the program, a word with Mark. That's just one thing you're going to miss on the third hour. The way to get to those hours, since you, I'm going to give you a key to the vault. The only way to get there is to go to GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. And, of course, when you do Google Auto World, Mark Evans, please do. You'll find some apps that are there, too. But the best way, GCNLive.com, and then just look for Auto World, and you'll see me sitting behind the silver microphone. That's right. And silver microphone's my best friend. Always has been. Why? Because I can help you save green cash. Maybe after 45 years of doing it and still doing it, the touching of the cars, the fun of the cars, the grease of the cars, the heat of the cars, the transmission oil being, you know, dripping down my arm while I'm doing your transmission service, I might be able to teach you something about how not to put tranny fluid down your arm. Hope so. Right here at Auto World. 855-660-4261 is our phone number since 1992. That's 855-660-4261. Email is always good throughout the 3 hours of Auto World Live and also during the week. And Eddie the engine emailer takes care of your emails off air. I take care of them on air. Auto World Radio. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. So with that, I'm going to let's do what happened, folks, on this day in automotive history. Something that has always something to do with all of us at all times. On this day in 1896, Henry Ford test drove the very first automobile, the quadricycle. For the first time, he rolled the two-cylinder, four-horsepower buggy that sat on four bicycle tires out of his workshop after more than 2 years of experimentation and was building it and got it built. His first test, he achieved speeds of more than, you ready for this? With four horsepower on his buggy, with bicycle wheels and tires, he achieved speeds, folks, of 20 miles per hour during his initial test drives. The quadricycle featured a two-speed transmission without reverse. He had to push it backwards when he wanted to go backwards. A chain-driven, an ethanol-powered engine. Ethanol-powered engine. No brakes. Ford sold his first quadricycle for $200 to Charles Ansley. He later built two more of them, one in 1899 and another in 1901. He bought his first one back for $60, and it now resides at the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan. This car is truly a start, as we all know, for the Ford Motor Company. That's what happened on this day in automotive history. And, you know, I don't know about you, but do you appreciate, do you enjoy your car? Your truck, your vehicle, or do you just take it for advantage? Was he worrying about, with that four horsepower, was he really worrying about miles per gallon and how much it cost? I don't think so. All he wanted to do is make some way of somehow, and he's not the only one, of course. You know, another thing that happened this day, we must salute, was that Mr. Olds was born this day, too, back in the day. So there was other people but that are have something to do and have everything to do with our automotive history. Today we are all gasping for air. Not gasoline, but for air. When we put that nozzle in our fuel tank and that little spout and we pull the trigger, and it's just like a slot machine going the other way, isn't it? Absolutely. Cost, doesn't it? And will the price ever go down? So I want to say that I enjoy my every mile that I drive because it's costing money, a lot of money. So I want to make sure that you are doing the right things with your automobile to make that 1 mile, that extra mile. If I can get you at least 2 or 3 more miles per gallon, imagine walking. Let me ask you all of you, can you just take off right now after the show and walk 2 miles for me? How do you feel? I know one thing about the 2 mile walk that you're going to be on. I know you could do it, all of you. But I know one thing for a fact, that you're going to be hungry. You're going to need some fuel. And what kind of fuel will you buy to put in your fuel tank? Would you buy a Snickers bar, maybe? You can't eat while you're walking the 2 miles, but I'll let you eat at the end of the 2 miles. You're going to need fuel. So the fuel that you're going to put in your body would be food. And what's the cost of food? Oh, boy. Well, you thought gas was expensive. Food is unbelievable because they have to get the food to our grocery stores to put it in our fuel tanks, down our mouth, et cetera, down our throat. Okay. So we got to spend money for fuel to get the food to you. So no matter what, stay tuned, because one bottle of fuel injector cleaner is going to really help you. Help your car, too. And I don't want you walking 2 miles. And, you know, I don't want you broke down for 2 miles worth either. You know, broke down to have to go walk 2 miles. That's no good. Not at all. Coming up on Auto World, we're going to be talking about and sharing with you, talking about getting a ride. A woman takes a ride in a Corvette, one of her dreams. And there's a special recipe to this ride. And you're going to hear it right here on Auto World. Now, your car and your automobile, I got a little trivia here for you to start off the first hour of Auto World. What was the first car to offer a guarantee? What was the first car to offer a guarantee? Yeah, it was called guarantee back then. Today, are we calling it a warranty? We are. And then they charge us for an extended warranty? So we get a warning when we buy the piece of metal at the dealership, but then, you know, that comes from the manufacturer. But then we have to spend more money to get an extended warranty? Huh? Yep, that's part of life. What was the first car to offer a guarantee? 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Senate Democrats are preparing to pass a sprawling health care, climate, and tax bill. The legislation must be approved by all 50 Democrats. Senator Elizabeth Warren accepting the compromises needed to achieve that.
I wanted so much more. I want universal child care. I want us to do more on health care. Of course, there's a ton more that I want to do. But you know what? This is a big deal, so let's book the win and then get right back in the fight.
At least 9 people were shot and wounded, one critically, outside a bar early Sunday in Cincinnati. At a press conference Sunday, Cincinnati Mayor Atfed Perlreval said people are becoming more reliant on guns to settle personal disputes.
And instead of backing away or instead of having a fist fight, because of the prevalence of guns in our community, they shot at each other.
This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help, and prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking. Where are you going? All you do is a yakety yak. And you ain't looking where you're at.
Go on, you hang up and drive.
Get off of that telephone.
Oh yeah, the days of having the telephone cord driving down the road. Well, you were somebody, weren't you, when you had that telephone in your car? Yep. Today we all have telephones. We all have cell phones. Please don't text her. Talk on the phone. Go get yourself if you don't have. If you got an older vehicle, you need a Bluetooth type stereo. Go get one. Go get a stereo and put in there dual DIN or a single DIN, and it doesn't cost that much. You can get a pretty good. I put a Pioneer product in a dual DIN. And it's got the touchscreen and all. Pulled out a stereo that did not have Bluetooth, just so I could talk to you when you call. Of course, clients and friends and relatives, whoever called me, as I was driving the vehicle, the truck down the road. And by the way, they do sell. In fact, we're probably going to be getting one of these type of stereos. A retro-looking stock stereo for a older vehicle. It looks just like a stock type of radio that came with the vehicle from back in the day, the 70s or the 60s or the 50s, whatever year of vehicle you're driving. And just touch one button, and it flips the stock-looking, you know, radio dial that you used to have the numbers on. It has that up there, and you had to turn the dial to move the little indicator back and forth to the numbers. So you flip the button, and it just goes right to digital, and you can put a CD in there. And CD, what's that? Yeah, MP3. Well, it also has a plug, so you can plug in your cell phone to listen to all your iTunes and all that music you have on your stereo, on your phone, including me, Auto World. Good to have you along. You are listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I've got a trivia question out there. First, I want to do a little shout-out here. I've got a a gentleman. Let's get over here to my email, which is, again, folks, for all of you, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, 855-660-4261. Be part of the show. Please call at any time. The phone number hasn't changed since 1992. Richard, he is right. He answered the trivia question from last week. Now, Richard, thank you. Appreciate it. He says Gulf. G-U-L-F. Gulf. Richard, thank you. You are absolutely right. And if you would, you're listening to us on a delayed station. No problem. Then please let me know which station you're listening to us on, Richard. And thank you. You sent that over. The trivia question was, who opened the first drive-in gas station? It was Gulf, G-U-L-F, opened up. Very first station, folks, in Pittsburgh back in 1913. So thanks, Richard. There's a little shout-out there for you. I appreciate you answering and being part of the show at one point in time. Again, send me an email address so I can send you some great detailed gifts from our sponsors from getting that car clean on the inside and the outside. Now, this trivia question right now, as we are live, you know, warranty. Well, what was the very first car to offer a guarantee? What was the name of the brand of the very first car to offer a guarantee? By the way, that car company gave you a little bit of a, well, some help answering the question. It's not around anymore. So it's been a couple, two, 3 years back. Okay, it is time, before we go into the email bag, it is time. I want to share with you, of course, head over to our Facebook page. You'll see the photo of the, I think it's the most fuel-efficient vehicle there is. And it says right there what brand it is. There's a picture of it. It describes and shows you a picture, kind of an X-ray picture of how the car is designed and built. And we're going to give you, and we're going to start right now, 25 of the all-time best gas cars by MPGs, miles per gallon. Let's start at the very bottom, number 25, right here on the first hour of Auto World, the 1988 Ford Fiesta. Festiva. Combined miles per gallon were 35. City was 33, highway was 39, but combined was 35 miles a gallon, little four-cylinder in it. Oh, boy. Transmission was manual. What a little two-door, hatchback. Number 24 now. That's 25. Number 24 was the 1985 Isuzu 750C iMark. Combined on it was 35 miles to the gallon. Little four-cylinder on it, too. Manual transmission. Number 23 coming up the list. The 2010 Lexus HS250H, combined on that, miles per gallon, was 35. It was kind of interesting here that this car, the 2010 Lexus, in the city got miles per gallon of 35, and on the highway, only 34. I guess it didn't like it. A four-cylinder in it. Automatic transmission, I guess it didn't like the high speeds, huh? Dropped a mile per gallon. 1989 is number 22. 1989 Suzuki Swift GA. Kind of looks like the Ford Festiva. The combined miles per gallon on it was 36 miles to the gallon. Manual transmission, four-cylinder in it. Number 21, a 1984 Toyota Starlet. Did you have one of those? Combined miles per gallon on that was 36 miles to the gallon. It actually got 40 miles to the gallon on the highway, 33 in the town, but combined was 36. Number 20, of the 25 of the all-time best gas cars ever. 1992 Geo Metro, the LSI convertible. Combined miles per gallon was 36 miles to the gallon. And city was 33, and of course the highway was 40 miles per gallon. We're going to go up the list. Second hour, you're going to hear more of them until we get to the third hour, and you're going to hear all the way to the top who's got the best. Well, I don't think anybody's going to ever beat that 260 miles. Oh, my God, that's a lot of 260 miles per gallon. Go over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and or you can head over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. I appreciate you doing that. Absolutely. And again, here at Auto World, you're the star. I want to hear from you through email and or phone number, and you can follow me on Facebook. Phone number again is 855-660-4261. And, of course, our email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that said, let's go into the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, hand me the bag. Thank you. I'm going to dive into the email bag and pull an email out. Oh, there's one. Man, I almost I almost fell into the bag. This thing is so huge. Again, folks, these emails in the email bag are all new to me. If you have a problem, a question of any sort, and you want it answered by yours truly, put 911 on the top, and I'll answer it instantly. That's what Eddie, the engine emailer, does. Right, Eddie? Yep. He says, yep. So he sees 911 up on the top of the email. He gets it to me instantly, and you can email me or put your phone number in there. I will not share it with anybody else. You can change your name if you'd like. That's fine, too. But I want to take care of you and make sure that you're happy and you're saving money and that you understand the mechanic Largan jargon that is happening each and every time that you're involved with it. Okay, I can read this one. If you don't want me to read it live on the air, just put on there, no, Mark, don't read it, but help me anyway. This one I can read from Florida. It says, hi, Mark, great show. Very informative. Thank you. Appreciate that. I tune in every week from Florida, listening on GCNLive.com. Well, awesome. Thank you. Quick question for you. With the gas prices as high as they are, what is the number one thing you would recommend to do to get the best MPGs out of our cars? Thanks again for being here for us every week. Jersey. Thank you, Jersey. I appreciate that. And he says here, P.S., we need you on a station here in Florida. Yes, I agree. Well, Jersey, if you would, holler at your stations, your radio, AM talk radio programs there, and your FMs. Please do. Holler for me. Do a shout-out for me at Auto World, and our Auto World crew would be more than happy to go to Florida. But thank you for listening on GCNLive.com. Absolutely. Means a lot to me. There's our shout-out. Thank you. Shout-out for GCNLive.com. And Jersey, please do. Holler and scream. If you need any help and you want me to contact some stations in your area, let me know some stations that are available, and I'll call them. I'll email them. I'll talk to them. I have no problem. I'd like to pass the word along. Now, Jersey, we're going to get to your... We're going to take a little short break. Grab some M&Ms, maybe some dark chocolate M&Ms this time. Why not? Because those are the healthy ones, I think, the dark chocolates. And we're going to come back, and I'm going to help you get some better MPGs with your automobile, Jersey. I'm Mark Evans, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to Auto World. I'm glad you found the hood in the middle of the road and turned right on Stinky Boulevard and went around the hubcap circle to be able to get right in here to the Greasy Garage Studio with me. I appreciate that. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Helping Jersey here in Florida, our email before the break. And Jersey, for listening to us on GCNLive.com down in Florida, he's talking about wanting me to help him with a quick question. He says, for me, with gas prices as high as they are, what is the number one thing I would recommend to get the best MPGs out of our cars? Jersey, great question. And the easiest, best thing for me to say is just sell your car and be done with it. No, just kidding. Yeah, you know, that is a good way of getting good gas mileage when you don't have a car. And, of course, the insurance people, you don't have to pay for insurance on it, and you don't have to buy tires, batteries. It goes on and on and on. Anyway, no, see, that's what it's all about. Because I think it truthfully, like I was, just because off topic here a little bit, talking about gas mileage, you're going to have to fuel your body if you have to walk. And is the food, does the food to fuel your fuel tank in your body cost more than the fuel going in the fuel tank in your car? I don't know. Maybe we should do a little, I could do a little test this next week, I guess, and just walk everywhere and see how much food I eat. And remember, you're going to have to go to the bathroom sooner or later, too, so you got to pay the sewer bill, too. Okay, anyway, Jersey, yes, MPGs. The best thing to do, truthfully, there's a lot of things that you can do, but one of the best things you can do, and you said cars, so I'm just going to leave it general. You didn't give me the year, make, and model that you have. It doesn't matter. Cars, trucks, all of it, everything that we drive, make sure you've got air in the tires. The correct amount. It says right on the sidewall how much air you should put in your tires. See, the gas mileage just considerably drops when tires are low on air. And by the way, if you have a tire or two on your car, which you have four, by the way, four shoes on your horse there, if your tread is worn out, folks, your mileage goes way down too. Yeah, so if you're thinking you're saving money by holding off on buying tires, not. Every single time I sell a set of tires to customer, client, relative, friend, and put them on there. They always come back. In fact, this just happened here the other day. Client says to me, gosh, I didn't look down at my speedometer after you put those Michelins on there, and I didn't realize I was going 10 miles an hour faster than the speed limit. I wasn't even touching the gas. Ah, see, coasting gives you better fuel economy. And then another thing, too, Jersey, to throw this in there before we go to the phones, is that you fuel injection cleaner. Keep the carbon that's like concrete off the valves. Intake and exhaust valves. We want everything to run correctly and smooth operating. Yes. So if we can put a little fuel injector cleaner in the fuel tank, yeah, just a little bottle. Just pour a little bit of that in there, Jersey, on your fuel, in your fuel tank. You'll get better fuel economy. And you'll get, I know, it might be 11, 12, 15. The more money you spend on fuel cleaner, like BG product, $44K is very, very expensive. But truthfully, you don't pay me later on turning the engine down to get the carbon out of there. So tire, air and tires, the most simplest, littlest thing. Fuel injector cleaner, and then an air filter. Make sure the thing can breathe, okay? Make sure it can breathe. How do you check those? Just pull them out and put it up to light. If you can't see light through there, then you got a plugged-up nose on your car. And those are the most simplest things you can do. And thank you, Jersey, from Florida. Thank you. Appreciate it. GCNLive.com. Listening to us on GCN Live. And, Jersey, if you would, work on that, get me on a station down there or two in Florida. That'd be great to help more folks. Appreciate it. And, by the way, Jersey, at Auto World Radio, my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Send me an address back if you would. I've got some great gifts for you. Keep your car detailed inside and out. And I'm going to throw a bottle of fuel injector cleaner in there, okay? We're going to do it. We're going to get your car up there and cleaned out, get all the carbon out of there. See, the fuel injector cleaner turns the hard carbon into liquid, and it burns it right out the exhaust. And by the way, it doesn't hurt us in the air, by the way. So, thanks. Jersey, appreciate it. Again, folks, be involved at 855-660-4261 and or email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And with that said, let's go to Rob in Idaho. Hi, Rob. Welcome to Auto World.
Wait, you said you need four tires on your car?
Yeah, unless I'm riding a motorcycle.
What is the craziness you speak of? Oh, and also, I'd recommend seafoam to everybody, but don't overdo it. And yeah, $12-$15, it's worth it. Seems to work for me. Anyway,
the fuel injector cleaner, huh? In,
you, well, and put it in your mower, your weed whacker, whatever.
It works, huh?
It does seem to work, yeah. Let me knock on wood here real quick on the workbench. And anyway, what you brought up the old Fiestas. Do you remember the Shogun?
Oh, yeah, the Shogun Fiesta?
Yeah.
I do.
I think they made like six of them or something.
Yeah.
I believe Jay Leno has one. Okay, I drove one of those, and that thing was just scary. Scary fast.
Yes.
Like, you put a lot of motor in a very small car, and, like, I know what I can't handle. and
yeah.
That's one of those things. It's kind of like, remember the Twin Star Cadillac?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yeah, they were fast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they could never figure out the throttle and any of that, but, yeah, the second she said Fiesta, that's where my mind immediately went. Like, let's put a Ford super high output in the ass of it, designed or built by Yamaha, but whatever.
Yeah.
And
they fly.
It will scream.
Did you have one? Are those rough?
No, I didn't have one. Or one.
No.
Didn't have one. No. My thing was rally, and I had a Civic front-wheel drive, just complete beater, but still seemed to win.
You rallied it, huh?
I do not give the driver credit for that. Yeah, old, like, timber road, like, back east. Hell, it... It went quick, especially you know, when you swapped out the B-15 for the B-16, put the Jackson Grayson supercharger on it, and just feather the clutch a little, but do not let your right foot up. Like, it seemed to go well.
Hang on, huh? Yeah. Yeah. So you were buying a lot of tires for the front of that bad boy, weren't you?
Yeah, and the Enjo half shafts. Lots of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you had to kind of, like, find something to work and stick with it. And I always bought Kumhos. Those seem to hold up fairly well. It was kind of a, like, how much do you want to put into this?
So, you're right.
Like, if you're willing to, like, beat the hell out of it, you're good.
Yeah, you're talking about the Kumho brand tires, right?
Yeah,
those are good. I actually have sold quite a few of those.
Well, and for the street, I ran, and this was when, what the hell is it called? Like, race rockets became kind of a thing, and I'm like, well, I'm going a different way. So for the street, I bought Exta Supras, and the tread wear on those was phenomenal. For the woods, you bought something different, and there I did kind of cheap out, Mark. And yes, you are correct. Like, knew you were going to destroy something. So, you know, like, Harbor Freight versus.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, buying it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to kill it. It will die. It will die. Throw it away. Swap it.
Yeah. Yeah. You get what you pay for, huh, Ray? Hey, thanks.
Hey,
I appreciate you calling in. You're listening to us in Idaho here?
Yeah, I'm in Seating, Meridian. Yeah.
Meridian, okay. On KBOI, AM 670.
On 670, yep.
Awesome. Thanks, and a shout-out. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the call. Thanks for being part of the show. Thanks. Appreciate it, Rob. Sonny, if you will, hold on from Florida. We'll take your call on the second hour. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for listening, everybody.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.